All right. See, they said punk's dead. What? Nope.
Well, we almost started.
That put the nail in it.
Yeah, it's just a few years later on the radio. It's all good. Hot Nasties, thanks very much for being here. It's a pleasure to have you, a storied historical band here in Calgary. For any of our listeners who might not be familiar with you, give a really quick bio, if you can.
Confused teenagers, suburban Calgary, angst, acne, sexual confusion. I think that's it.
Cool. Social blemish. Right?
Pretty much. Yeah, social blemish.
A great dose of passive aggressiveness and humor.
Yeah, so Calgary high schools, and then, so there were, we all got together, and it was what we did. So there's Ras Pierre Schenk.
Woo-hoo.
There's me, Winky. There's Rockin' Al. And what? Over there.
Ed Tomwards,
our drummer.
All right. So that's like late 70s, early 80s in Calgary.
Yeah, 78, 79.
Yeah, so
what? Hot Nasties was what, the second punk band after the Social Blemishes?
And I was in the band when I was 6, so now I'm...
You're now 36.
That's right.
But a wee babe. I wasn't around. Rub it in, Haley.
Just keep on rubbing it.
Yeah, thanks.
I came around a few years later. So what, you know, what was it kind of like coming up in late 70s, early 80s punk Calgary, starting it, fostering it?
Everybody hated us.
Yeah, of course.
We get beaten up a lot in high school. And
became our best friends later.
But there
on.
Were some leading lights back then. There was Barry Wright at Sound Swap, James Mirtich, God rest his soul. So there were some people who kind of believed in the scene. But it wasn't like Toronto or Vancouver, you know, where you could get a record deal mm-hmm. or anything like that. Nobody cared about it. But it was the Nasties and the Sturgeons and all these different bands.
Mild Chaps.
Verdicts. We started to get Sandwiches. Lots of people coming out to shows, and so that was good.
Golden Calgarians,
and they gave us money, Silicone not very
injection.
Much money.
There was a ton of community center stuff going mm-hmm. on back at that time. Like it was yeah. all private community center dances, and it was great. It was
yeah,
fun.
That doesn't happen so much anymore.
No.
Actually, I don't think you ever see a hall gig. It's not. I doubt there's ever a hall gig in this town. Maybe there are, but that used to be the thing. You know, you'd go to the Croatian Hall,
and then the Calgarian,
or the
Calgarian opened yeah. on 7th, and it was like the bikers at the back, and then we were on the other side, and they didn't kill us.
Nope.
As far as I'm aware,
no, they
happen.
Liked us. Actually, they moved from disco to punk rock just for us.
Yeah.
And oh,
they,
sweet.
The owner started
selling. Well, it was a Calgarian, you know.
There was lots of beer sold, so they kept us around.
Yeah, I think I have the distinct honor of being the only band kicked out of the Calgarian for not being good enough.
All right. Well, yeah. You know.
That was the original Shit from Hell. And we went to open for the first Junior Gone Wild featuring not only Mike McDonald but also Rockin' Tom Wolfe. And so the original Shit from Hell was me, Rockin' Al, and Blake Cheetah and Sparky the Happy Troll, formerly of the Malibu Kens. And we came in, we did one set one night, we came back the next night, and the guy goes, "No, you cannot practice in my bar again." And we said, "No, we'd be practicing all day," and he still wouldn't let us go on. But we managed to get up there.
It's hard to get kicked out of the Calgary.
I feel like that's how you know, like, you're maybe even doing something right, you know?
Correct.
Well, maybe something that was on the edge.
Right. Yeah. Very edgy.
Yeah.
So you all kind of met in high school. Was there one thing or like one record or a band that you sort of bonded over?
Oh, and 40 years ago this month was the first Ramones record.
All right.
So we got it at Kelly's. I think Kelly's downtown.
Yeah.
It was $5. And we had heard
bucks.
About it. We'd heard about
five
it
bucks
in
for a record.
Shut up. We heard about it in Cream magazine. I think they're the only ones writing about it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, wow. And it was one of those cliched, put it on your turntable and your life changes moments.
And everyone's listening to Led Zeppelin and Fleetwood Mac. And this is like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
perfect.
Sex Pistols album came out.
Yeah, that didn't come out for a while after. But, I mean, the Ramones really were first.
Right. So then you kind of listen to that and we're like, well, let's make our own.
Hey, if they can do it, you know. That's,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't super complex. Cool. Well, let's listen to a couple more tracks and then we'll come back in and chat a bit. You're here for a bit.
Sounds
so
good.
Cool.
This
thanks,
one,
guys.
This is kind of our get close to your date and slow dance number.
What?
This is Secret of Immortality. And it starts with Tomwards.